Hello, everyone, and happy Thursday. I'm Kara Santucci here for the Mercury Morning News here with Nidigaki, my co-host. She will be leaning over my shoulder to talk into the mic today because we're crowded in the studio. Do you want to say hi?
Hey, guys, I'm here.
She's here. So we have an exciting show for y'all today. The UTD band Maya Piata is here. We have Corbin, the keys player, Maya, the lead singer, and that's going to be really exciting. But first, news. So weather for today, Thursday, a high of 60 with a low of 46, and it's sunny. Friday, 72 to 63 and cloudy. Saturday, 80 to 63, warms up again, partly cloudy. And Sunday, 66 to 49, cloudy again. If you're worried about your stocks, as I know we all are, NASDAQ is up 36 points, Dow is up 139 points. And then a couple of campus events to look out for this week. We have the Trans Voices in Poetry, February 9th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in the Johnson Performance Hall, which is in the Johnson Building? I believe it's in the Johnson Building.
I think it's up near the North Mall.
Yeah, I think it's in the Johnson Building, which is a poetry and diversity with someone named Jay Mace III, who won some award, according to the comic calendar, so go and check that out. Res Hall Multipurpose Room is hosting a Yule Ball, which is a Harry Potter Hogsmeade-type event, according to the description, on February 13th from 7 to 9 p.m., and then if you're interested in eating outside, February 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Dining Hall West, there's the Dine Al Fresco event. We are going to take a quick music break, and then we'll get right into it with our guest from Maya Piata, the local band. But right now, from music director Kevin Barahana, here is Wild and Butchered from The Shell's new album. Enjoy.
Let it all in its right. questions meet. With little feet stood in the sand. And this is where the echoes swell to nothing on the tide. And where a tiny pair of hands finds a seawall piece of glass. Sets it as a sapphire in a mine. And there she stands, throwing both her arms around the world. A world that doesn't even know how much it needs this little girl. It's all gonna be magnificent, she said. Your mother's cigarette, and to God to touch her hand, and my heart.
And we are back. Thanks you guys so much for listening to that new music. Again, that was from music director Kevin Barahona. He goes through all the new music that we were sent to find the best stuff. So I hope you enjoyed that. So yeah, we're going to get started. If y'all want to introduce yourselves and say what you do for the band, that would be great.
For sure. My name is Maya Pieta. I am the lead singer of Maya Pieta. And this is my producer and keyboardist, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
Brian. Hey, Corbin Winkfield.
You sound really great in this mic. Do I sound good, guys? Let's be honest.
Got those bass.
Yeah.
And you said you're planning to transfer to UTD, right?
Yes.
So Corbin currently goes to Collin College. What are you doing over there, Corbin?
Right now I'm doing the commercial music program.
Oh, that's cool. So applicable to what we're talking about today. So where do y'all want to start? Let's talk about the process. When did this album start getting recorded and get off the ground?
When did the album start getting recorded? Well,
was it like September?
Yeah.
October? Something
like
that?
Yeah, because we talked about it in September.
Yeah, and it was like, Sunny Days coming out in October.
Yeah, what happened there?
Girl, life happened. But you know what? It's cool because I remember you and I were talking about the difference between like, you're having a record and you've been on New Zealand TV and New Zealand radio station.
Home Light to Pucky Pucky.
Home Light to Pucky Pucky, that was really good. And when you say all of those cool, big things, like, all at once, it's like, geez, she's got all of this awesome stuff happening. But along with the successes comes, like, 10 times failures. And I was telling Kara, I've changed my perspective on failures because it's really scary. It's like, oh, if I go out and I do this, I might fail. I might not succeed. But if you don't take a chance, then you're not going to get anywhere anyways. So where are we talking about? Oh, yeah, I said that the record was going to come out in October. Honestly, I said it was going to come out in summer. Mm. And that just shows, like, my tenacity. I guess I'm super ambitious. And this is the first time, like, this is our very first record. This is our first time working together, really. So we're establishing our friendships, all of us in the band, which we have David Sanchez on the bass and Josh Jackson on the drums. And then Corbin not only did keys, but some of the lead guitar, and I did some of the acoustic guitar. But we made this record, like, I wrote and arranged these songs when I was 17, 18.
Which was how long ago?
I'm 21 now, so how long is
that? 4 years ago.
4 years, yeah. I was just out of high school. So this is, Sunny Days is like high school Maya. Which it's still applicable, like, now, because, well, we'll talk about the songs later.
Right.
But I didn't have a full grasp of what it took to make a record, where it goes from not making a demo and saying, how are we going to bring these songs to life outside of just me in my bedroom and my guitar, but adding, like, a full band and getting members to be in a band, like talented, dedicated dudes or chicks to be in a band. And then actually recording, finding a studio, having the money to play in a studio, finding somebody to mix and master, having cover art, album artwork, all of the things that go into digitally distributing it. Like, we're on iTunes and Spotify and Google Play. Like, that's kind of that's a big task to take. And so that's why I didn't have enough information to say, oh yeah, we're coming out in October. We're almost done recording. Like, we're almost there. But there's so many moving parts that I'm aware of now.
Right. Especially when you're, like, doing it all on your own, you know, as, like, a band.
Yeah.
Where Corbin plays, but he also puts the whole album together.
Literally.
Know, kind of stuff.
Literally, yeah.
So talking about that, Corbin, why don't you tell us a little bit about the producing process? Like, how did you find a space? How did you mix it? All that kind of stuff.
Well, at first, we were talking about making a record, and she told me she was serious about doing it. So at first we just sat down in my room and recorded guitar, vocals, and just so we can get an idea of how the songs, where the vibe was. And I didn't want it to, like, produce it and make it something that it wasn't. I wanted to keep the same vibe that she already, you know, the song singer-songwriter vibe that she had already. And then after that, you know, just started putting together instruments around it, producing ideas and stuff like that, working with her on it. And basically it came down to some demos. And then we were able to get a couple band members to join, you know, David came in, then we got Joshua later, and then we recorded basically the stuff I produced, but with live instruments, and we recorded them at Orange Couch Studios, which is run by a good friend of mine. It's in Murphy.
Oh, okay.
But he's moving, so I don't know where it's going to be soon.
Yikes. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. That just makes it more exciting.
I know. It's just a pain. It's like, hey, you back in your house?
Yeah.
Nope, studio's still down? Okay, well, all right. Maybe later.
Yeah.
So I went there and recorded, I think, a new guitar part, drums, and Daniel recorded the bass on his own. I recorded keys and other backing tracks on my own.
So it wasn't all of you coming into the studio together to record every time?
No, because we didn't need to.
Mm-hmm.
It would be nice to, but you know, it would cost more, take more time.
Plus scheduling, like getting everybody's schedule. We all kind of, we live in DFW, but we live in different parts, so getting everybody together at the same time. I think it was summer going into school, so now everybody's schedule was changing, and I was like, how are we going to get this done?
Right.
Yeah.
But as far as that, when you actually mixed it, were you sitting in your room with a computer with all the moving parts, or how does that...
Well, for mixing, I did a little bit of mixing, because when I produce stuff, I actually mix at the same time. So I do that just so I can get the sounds to sound how I want them. So there's like strings and some stuff, keys, take a little bit of mixing from my end, backing, like little organs and stuff like that I've done. But mixing was really done by Adam, and he came in and really did the mixing and mastering for it.
And Adam isn't in the band, right?
No, he's a separate engineer.
Oh, okay. Cool. So is there anything about more about the creation of the album you guys want to talk about, or do you want to talk about specific songs from both a writing and a producing standpoint?
I just think as far as producing goes, like, I'm credited to be as a co-producer on the record, and that's a whole new field for me. It was always paper and a physical guitar. That was as far as my, I don't know, I guess, abilities could go before I started working. And I'm just really thankful to have Corbin let me sit right next to him, and as he's mixing or as he's putting a new instrument in, showing me and telling me and explaining to me what the process is, and also for Adam, because he was like the fine tuner, for me to be able, it's kind of the S's and the T's are really sharp. He's like, oh, you need a de-esser on that. So now I understand.
Oh.
Yeah, you see, I suck it up. I'm a sponge. I learned something. So I'm really thankful that I have, now I feel like I have that knowledge. So if I ever did go into, like, a big recording studio, I wouldn't feel, oh, your sign dropped, girl. What is that? Who's in here? I guess that means we should stop talking about this. Let's move on. What are we talking
Radio
about next?
Radio ghosts.
Yeah.
Angry.
It's all right.
Well, why don't we take a little break, and I'm going to play one of my favorites in the album is Caught Up. So I'll play that, and then we'll come back together, and we'll talk about Caught Up.
Yeah.
So this is Caught Up from Maya Piatta, the band's EP, Sunny Days.
Waiting for you to walk in. I tipped the bottle on the ground. The walls are spinning all around me. Blood pressure rising. I'm shaking in my boots. Oh, it's something that you do. Do I do what you do to me? My palms get all sweaty. My breathing gets heavy. I can't settle down. Can't settle. What you doing to me? Baby, baby, baby. Got me caught up, I'm tongue-tied and twisted. You give me a chance, but I miss it. I'm like, baby, 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 baby. Got me caught up right now. Wanna be all around. I can't control myself. Something inside me won't let me behave on. No.
Hi, I'm Miriam Percival, and I'm the news editor at The Mercury, and you're listening to Mercury Midday News on Radio UTD.
Hello, everyone, and we are back in studio with Maya Piatta. Thank you so much if you're still listening. Hi, Mom. I know you're out there.
Yo!
I appreciate you. We all do. So, that was Caught Up. So, let's talk about Caught Up. So, you wrote this song.
I did.
Hope y'all enjoyed that jam. Oh, what's your Instagram, by the way?
It's at Maya Piatta. So it's MayaPiatta. Yes. It's like pinata without the ñ. Piatta.
Without that ñ. Yeah. Okay. she's been Instagram living what we're doing in studio. So if y'all are interested in that, check that out.
That'll
out
be my awesome shirt. Like, I have a really cool sheer velvet,
like,
floral shirt.
90s kind of
I got it
aesthetic.
From the thrift store. Yeah. I'm sure, like, some 70-year-old was really rocking it.
Yeah. And now it's yours. So, yeah, let's talk about Caught Up. What was that one like to record?
It was fun to record. There's one trill. Okay. I'm not going to do it because...
not warmed up.
Yep. We just listened to it. But that was probably... It was really intimidating because we had to go in every morning, like, really early in the morning.
When you, like, sound like death.
Yeah.
And first get out of bed. Yeah.
When I literally sound like death, so I had to warm up in the shower. And I get there, and I was like, oh, my gosh, okay, I don't want to sing too loud because maybe someone will hear me. What? You're recording a record. But it was really fun to record, and kind of, I think... the most fun that I had was actually writing the song, was writing Caught Up.
And this was, you wrote these back when you were 17, right? So these
yeah.
are old.
Fresh out of high school.
Vintage.
Yeah, you know it.
I guess from a mixing standpoint, Corbin, were you on guitar in that song too? Keys
yes.
and guitar?
Yes. That's actually my favorite guitar riff in there.
Yeah.
At the very end.
Which part?
Yeah.
Love it. So what was that like to put together? I mean, as far as mastering, right? Because you have to decide how loud different things are going to be in the song, right? And how prominent.
Well, for us, Adam and I, we were talking about it. And when we were first, like, starting to actually compose the song, I started doing a different drum beat to it, kind of more hip-hop-ish a little bit,
yeah.
more lively.
Well, before that, it was, like, almost, not reggaeton, but...
Oh,
you
yeah,
remember?
It was. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
What do you mean by, like, reggae?
Well, we didn't know where to go because it's Caught Up is kind of so different from the other songs, which are very singer-songwritery.
What does that even mean? Aren't most songs kind of, like, technically...
When a lot of singer-songwriter would be more acoustic and vocals.
Closer to, like, indie?
Kind of like more Taylor Swift... in her earlier days.
No, like
and
Colby.
And Tori Kelly.
Yeah.
And Tori Kelly in her earlier days, too.
Yeah.
So when it was just like...
Before their stuff got really produced out.
Like pre-Dear No One, Tori Kelly.
Yes. Yeah.
So it still sounds like more raw, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good word, yeah.
But you were saying this song is different. So what were you saying about like... Were you saying it's more or less singer-songwriting?
It's less, we would say. Because there's more going on, just more production, more backing instruments and stuff like that.
So the other songs are, like, simpler?
In a sense, there's less going on. It's more just the band members and without, like, having... there's, like, a xylophone in Caught Up. There's strings in Caught Up. There's an organ in Caught Up. There's, like, horns in Caught Up. Yeah.
Did y'all actually play that stuff, or was it...
I did it all on... production side.
Oh, okay,
things, yeah.
Interesting.
We tried to make it. One of my goals was try to make it as live instrumentation as possible.
Right.
But when you're making a record, like you want to have everything that's going on in your head made, brought to fruition. I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was really cool to have Corbin hear my not mixer producer vocabulary and kind of materialize it. So when we went into Caught Up, it was like, I want it to be, like, more urban-y. And he's like, please never say urban-y again. Yeah, but that's why
but
it was...
But by urban-y, you just mean, like, more going on?
I guess, like, upbeat. Like, still I can't even describe it. And still, like, what is this? What
we got
doing?
It. We figured it out. That's what matters.
Yeah, but was there something about the way that Caught Up was written, like, the tone of the song that just, like, lent itself to more production?
I think it's just, I got the idea really it spawned from her, literally the dump, 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 and then I heard boom, clap, boom.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of where it kicked off.
Yeah, totally. That's how it all started.
But when you go and play these songs live, will you have the horns on like a track? Or
we are still discussing how we want to do backing tracks. Because that's something that I like to do, but I don't want to, you know, have it become a different vibe because we're using backing tracks.
Right. I guess, like, more inauthentic? Like, it's not all happening right there?
Exactly, exactly.
Authentic is the key word for today's show.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, different bands, it's required. Like, I have other bands that you have to have a backing track or else it just doesn't work. But for us, we have more of the live sound where it's just the instruments playing.
Like, live experience is what I would...
Also, having a backing track requires having the metronomes in everybody's ears and
the equipment for that and the money for it.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Right. Well, and if you're playing at like a coffee shop or something, you might not necessarily have the room to set up everything. Well, let's play another song. Do y'all have a preference?
Chris said he really likes Yo-Yo, so let's do Yo-Yo.
What are y'all's favorite song on the record? All of them, because you're in all of them.
Actually, my favorite song right now is Summer's Over, so that's
my favorite.
Sounds
kind of sad.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm a romantic, but I'm not. Like, I'm an ice queen right now, because that's my song right now. It makes me feel.
What about you, Kogan?
I guess it would be Cut Up, because that's the one I put a lot of stuff into.
Like, put your heart and soul of
of all of them I did, but that one I really did a lot more stuff too.
Yeah, so. All right, well, let's give a shout out to whoever this Chris is. And
what up, Chris?
Play Yo-Yo.
Yeah,
have I made myself clear enough? I'm hanging on the string. Hi, I'm Bharat Armili, and I'm the web editor for the UTD Mercury, and you're listening to Mercury Midday News on Radio UTD.
Okay. Hey, guys. We are back in studio with Maya Piata their EP, Sunny Days.
Yeah.
Quick time to mention, the views and opinions expressed on Radio UTD are solely those of the DJs and do not reflect the views of Radio UTD as a whole or of the University of Texas at Dallas or the Mercury. As I say every show, do not sue us. The joke will be on you because we have no money. You're also listening to Radio UTD, the student-run radio station for the University of Texas at Dallas, streaming live from the Student Union located in Richardson, Texas. And if you want to call in, our phone number is 972-883-6305 or tweet us on our Facebook page at the Mercury. Or no, Facebook us. Comment on our Facebook page of the Mercury or tweet us at Merc Midday News. Or call in. That would be wonderful.
Good.
Okay, so that was Yo-Yo from the album. What do y'all want to say about Yo-Yo?
I wrote Yo-Yo about... That was kind of abrupt, wasn't it? I wrote Yo-Yo, but what did I write Yo-Yo about? Oh, I liked this song. I was falling in love with my best friend. So interesting. Drama.
Are you still friends with this person?
I am still friends with this person. In fact, we dated. We dated for a minute, but it wasn't like... for a couple months, actually.
Oh, okay.
But we had been best friends for... I hope this person like doesn't tune in. How many people are watching? All right, cool. But we had been best friends since like 7th or 8th grade, so when I first moved to Texas from New Orleans. And as we grew up, he kind of had a crush on me, and then it flipped, and then I had a crush on him. Yeah, and then we dated, and then we stopped dating, kind of. I don't know. What are we even talking about, guys?
Yo-yo.
Yo-yo. It's getting personal, but that's what happens when you write
Maya's
songs.
Maya's dating history.
It's minimal. Yeah. Less than none. But I think actually making this song was interesting because it was so grand in terms of, like, there's an organ in it, the strings. It was exciting to hear all of that come together. Don't you think, Corbin?
Yeah, definitely.
So this was more produced too, this song, you mean? It had like the strings and instruments that y'all don't traditionally have in your band.
Yeah, it's probably the second most produced.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Is there a ranking? What's the least produced?
Summer's Over?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Trying to think back.
Yeah, thanks.
It's been a while.
Yeah. You mean you're not listening to your own album every day?
Every other day.
Yeah. Break it up.
I have to. I have to because somebody will be like, oh my God, Yo-Yo's my favorite song. And I'm like, really? And I'll like go listen to it and be like, yeah, that's pretty good.
See where you're coming from.
Yeah, totally.
Did y'all record this one again, like totally separately? Like whoever could go into the studio and record their piece?
Yeah. For the most part, that's usually how we do it. We don't have enough space to record everybody at once and get the vibe at the same time. That's what we would like to do, but we need a bigger studio for that.
So, like, the Orange County space is really small?
Orange couch?
Like, where
just in case
is,
Bob's
California?
Listening.
Orange County, yeah. Like, yes, we record in Orange County. It's fine.
But, yeah, the studio is... What we use for it is basically, I got you.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah. Is we did drums there, guitar, and vocals. So trying to do, that's all the space in the room is. So if we tried to do everybody else, it wouldn't really be easy to do. So.
Maya, what was it like for you to go in there? This is the one that you said was finished, right? Caught Up was the one that you improvised.
Yes.
So Yo-Yo was, this one was also written when you were really young.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like for you to go in there and just like sing your song and
into the studio?
Yeah, and just like sing in front of all these people.
Yeah, it was quite intimidating. In fact, the first time that I sang them for Corbin, because the whole time that I would sing these songs, I mean, they've always been my favorite songs because I wrote them, and my brother would kind of like learn them by default, and then as he's in the shower, I'd hear him like whistling, and I'd be like, yeah, I got one, like that's it. And then my parents would catch on, but I never really sang my songs for anyone else really, even if I would busk at like a yogurt shop to get free yogurt, like I'd kind of stick to the covers, and then I worked my way up to having enough courage to, you know, write songs that came from my experience, even saying right now, like, what it's about me falling for my best friend and kind of having this seesaw of emotions, what's going to happen. It's even difficult to talk about it right now, so going into a studio and singing it and having people listen and know, like, oh my gosh, this is really happening, I'm really making a record, was as jarring as it was, like, motivating. I was like, all right, I have to do it because this is going to be the one that people listen to. Like, maybe one day it'll be on iTunes, and now it's on iTunes. So it was nerve-wracking, but this whole Sunny Days, is the whole point of Sunny Days was really just to stop saying, oh, I'm an aspiring singer-songwriter, and to do it, and now I have a bite to my bark. Now I can say, oh, yeah, my name is Maya Piazza. I have a record out. You can go, you know, buy it. It's not just, I want to be a singer-songwriter now for me.
I sit in my room and I play my songs.
Yeah.
It's different now, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Maybe I'll show you and I could be like, look it up. It's whatever.
So we were talking a little bit before on the break about promotional opportunities. Like, y'all are booking gigs now. So what's that? You were saying you're starting to look for gigs.
Yeah. So that's the new task. It's not just like, oh, let's record a record. It's let's promote a record. Let's ask venues to say, hey, can we play here? You know, do you have an audience that we can play for, or trying to amass an audience, trying to get people who like our sound or at least appreciate it? And it's, we're kind of like pushing ourselves, even like being on a radio station here. That's really cool. Want to go to other radio stations. I don't know. It's a learning process.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say.
It's a little scary.
Where do you even go, though? You, like, look up a venue on the internet, call them, and be like, I'm a singer.
Yeah, basically.
Hire me.
Yeah. So.
Well, we've put together a package of, you know, photo shoots, some of songs, little bios, stuff like that. And that way, whenever we find a venue we want to play at, we can just send it to them and be like, this is what we're working with. We think your venue would be good for us to play in.
So they know you're, like, professional, like, you have
exactly,
all
exactly.
the work in.
Yeah.
Has anything looked promising recently?
Actually, since the record just came out, this is literally the next
step. You're
just
starting, yeah.
We're kind of still in the wash of emotion. It's like, I just came up with a really great analogy. Do you guys want to hear it?
Sure.
It's like, you know, the sliding doors when you walk into Target or whatever? So Sunny Days, this has kind of been, like, the first step for us as independent artists, and the door has just opened, and you know when you have like that wave of wind that comes, it makes you look like Beyonce. This past week and a half has been that wind, and it's like it's had such a great what's the word that I'm looking for, reaction from everybody. Even landing, they're playing Sunny Days on New Zealand radios right now, which is wild. So that kind of initial wind has not really subsided, but it's now time to move forward. I can't just sit in this daze of, like, excitement and bask in this glory forever. I want to continually move forward and continually grow.
Time to, like, do the work.
Yeah.
Y'all have played before, right?
Yeah, totally.
You played at UNT in the past, didn't you?
We went to TWU.
Right. Okay.
Shout out.
Clyde Warren Park.
Opening Bell, yeah. Coffee. That's where a lot of the cool singer-songwriters go and kind of get their reins for performing. Yeah.
So would you try any of those places in the future, or are you looking for something a little like the next step?
Those places and the next step.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely the next step. I mean, obviously we want a giant shout out to Opening Bell. They're so cool for supporting local music, and shout out to all the universities for supporting little local bands. And really giving us our confidence, and the support is what's really important. But to go, I mean, I want to be on, I was talking to Corbin about this, I don't know, was it last night or the night before, but want to be on like a roster with other cool artists that are starting up, maybe even ahead of us, so that we can learn from them and kind of follow in their footsteps as booking goes. So yeah, that's the next task. I mean, hopefully the next time we get together, I'll have some
some better stories or something cooler to say about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, definitely keep us in the loop.
For sure.
Okay, let's play another song. You said Summer's Over was your favorite right now, and you said it's the least produced.
So yeah.
Let's listen to that and kind of
check it
out. You guys will get a chance to compare and contrast.
I hope you enjoy it.
How we got here feels like it's just the first time, the first of many first times I'll have in my life. So sweet and so naive, young hearts. Crazy how you knew me better than I knew myself. What's crazier is now I'm somebody else. That me was so naive. But love was not enough.
got a confession. I made a mistake. I let my heart beat louder than my brain. I know there's no way, no how. And I had my doubts, and they're bringing me down, down. Lipstick stains on your collar, smell of her perfume. Red flags turn white as soon as I hear you.
Appreciate that one.
Yeah. So that was Fall in Love, which is the first song on the EP in the order. Wow, they're playing an ad. I hate Spotify. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not represent the views of Radio UTD or the University of Texas Dallas as a whole. I feel like I should say that if I make a criticism of something. That was my personal opinion. I just don't want to... There's an ad about the New York Lottery playing right now, so if that comes through the speakers, I'm so sorry. We don't support them.
You were so slick with it, though. Like, wow. I will not repeat the phrase because I don't want her to have to say it all again.
Yeah.
That was so slick. I love it, honestly.
So we were mentioning, so the opening of that song is a little different.
Yeah, it's interesting,
what is
right?
It? Okay, I thought it was like a cassette going into a cassette tape and like...
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
And
you
then
said
what?
Keys on a table.
Yeah, well then it's like an open, so it opens the door.
Oh, right, yeah. It's literally me recording in myself in my room.
You were just like opening your door?
Yeah, opening the door. First I recorded the door, like me like opening it with the sound of
it. He was holding the mic.
I have a stand. I have a stand. And yeah, I opened the door and then make that sound. Then I recorded me walking in and just chucking my keys literally across the room with the microphone in the middle of the room. So it wouldn't sound like keys hitting next to the microphone, but rather Exactly.
Wow.
So I did that, and that's literally that's what that was.
There's a little sniffle in there, which is my favorite detail, probably of the entire record.
I was amazed you picked it out.
Of course I picked it out, of course.
Wait, okay, I'm going to play the opening again.
Listen to it.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to turn it up.
Oh, I heard it! Ah! I told you, girl!
That's so funny. Is that you sniffing?
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be me.
Oh.
So for me, that means that I just got home finding
Are you sad?
Cheating.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's what the sniffle is.
That's what I it see. Means to me. What does it mean to you?
I was just having fun in my room.
Like, how many sound effects did I put in the first 10 seconds of this song?
Pretty much. I was like, I think I was in the Foley phase. You know Foley,
yeah,
like from movies and stuff.
Yeah.
I was kind of in the Foley phase, and I was like, I kind of just want to make an intro. Right here, somehow.
That's so funny.
And me on the other end, I'm like, wow, that's really deep. He really grasped the concept of the whole song. Like, it really pulled everything together.
Not that deep.
Yeah, totally not
but
that deep.
That's so funny. I just picture you, like, you know how people have, like, the two shoes, and they'll be like,
oh, yeah.
Okay, we're on a radio show.
No one has any idea.
Yeah.
Nobody has any idea. Yeah.
Like, Foley artist. That's funny. I appreciate that. But so that's only on that song. Had fun with sound effects.
Yeah, yeah. I figured since it was the first one, that's the only place we could probably get away with it.
Yeah.
Would you do that in your live show? Like, open a door and, like, throw your keys?
Wouldn't that be rad if we had, like, staged people? Do you want to be a part of our show?
I'll just come on and, like, throw the keys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like,
just,
really
like, a shout out to your album. So
but you
only
can't
the
miss
real
the table.
Fans.
Yeah, you can't miss.
Then it would, like, ruin the song.
Yeah, if it hits the floor, everybody's like, what is this?
Wrong sound. I get in the mic and just go.
Yeah. Perfect. You're hired, honestly.
Go me. Anyway, that's fun.
Yeah.
I like it. Makes it different.
It does. That was one of the coolest parts. I was really excited about it.
People are liking our photo, but they're not asking questions. We're doing such a good job interviewing. There's nothing to ask.
Yeah, you guys are literally professionals. Why am I doing that? I'm doing it all show, honestly.
All right, well, we're running down to the end of our time, so let's play the last song in the album, and then we'll come back, wrap up, say goodbye, and you'll hear our beautiful theme music again at the end, courtesy of bensound.com. And we'll see you next week.
Told me.